You're listening to the Lovish Podcast, and I'm your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. Each week, I'm going to help you to develop the belief and strategy necessary to make an immediate impact on the world by deep diving into topics like mental wellness, faith, relationships, and you guessed it, love. I should mention before we hop into the show, this is not a substitute for a relationship with a licensed therapist. You ready? Let's get it. Hey, hey, aren't you tired of running around like a chicken with your head cut off? How many times have you promised to do better with your wellness routines only to let life get on top of you again? I want to invite you to pause and pour by downloading my app, The Lavish Haven, your sanctuary for cultivating daily wellness. It's completely free to use. You'll start with our pause and pour quiz and then access our signature daily and weekly wellness trackers, mood playlists, elevated emotions collections, scripture-based guided audios, and so much more. Hit the link below to start today. Welcome back for another episode of the Lovish Podcast. I am your host, Dr. Sita Hood, vision architect and licensed therapist. How are you doing today? What is in your mug, honey? We do not have a mug this week simply because I have yet to brew my coffee today. I am not recording at the usual time that I would record, so we're missing our coffee, but y'all already know. It's going down. Mentally and emotionally, I am in a really good space, and I hope that you are too. I love to hear from you guys. I love when you comment below, when you tag me on social media, when you send me emails in response to the episode. I love hearing your feedback. I want to introduce you to the series for the month of March. The month of March, our series is going to be From Passion to Purpose. I know that I talk a lot about bringing your vision out of your head and into a tangible reality. And so I thought it was really important to introduce you guys to some amazing women that I am privileged to know who are in fact walking in purpose. And I really feel like this is important for us to see in real time, real women who are actively doing this, right? Because you have me, I'm walking in my purpose. And you may think that you have to have a big following, a big name, a big vision, and a large amount of people who are invested in your vision in order for you to be seen as somebody who's walking in purpose. But I want you to know you're dope, and you have some dope women around you that are also walking in purpose. And so I'm super excited to introduce you to the series. And to kick it off, we have my good friend here, Jamila Jones. I love the way Jamila talks about giving yourself permission, that so many people don't realize that they are already walking in purpose, already fulfilling their life's mission. It's just, again, like I talk about on the podcast, the expression of purpose that may be happening for that particular season. And so I love how Jamila talks about that. And I love that she breaks it down into really practical steps, strategies, and solutions. Listen to Jamila's story here. People have different definitions of passion. Can you take a minute and tell me what passion means to you?
For me, the word passion is pretty synonymous with like the gifts you were given, the thing that you are able to do or the thing that you feel connected to that is kind of synonymous with the core of who you are. So the things we feel passionate about, it comes natural. It's something you don't necessarily have to manipulate. You don't have to force it. You connect with it. And it's rooted in the bottom of who you are.
Awesome. How are you walking in purpose? What does that look like tangibly in your life right now?
For me, walking in purpose has been doing the thing, which for me is working in mental health and seeking to heal, empower, restore, and support women of color as they navigate life transitions and trauma and anxiety. So being able to walk out my purpose means doing the thing that I know I was called to do. I'm one of those people who is lucky enough to have been able to really identify my calling pretty early on. And it assisted me in figuring out how to let my life's work align with my purpose. Sometimes people don't always get the benefit of being able to do both in one space together. Sometimes you got to work to pay the bills, but your purpose may be something else, and it's okay to do one in order to be able to support the other. But for me, walking in purpose has been just staying connected to my calling and doing and going and blooming where I am planted.
Where did your purpose walk actually start? Where did it originate?
My purpose walk started, I think, when I gave myself like the conscious permission to seek a different way. As an entrepreneur, it was a challenging mindset to develop that I was willing to kind of bet on myself in that regard. So my purpose walk started, I take that back. It started much sooner than that, and me identifying that this is the space that I felt I was most needed, and I felt I was able to fill a particular need and fill a gap. So knowing that, going back to like my early 20s and recognizing that, you know, there are not a lot of clinicians of color out there that support people in their mental wellness. So I guess my purpose walk started when I identified that I needed to become what I needed in that moment. You know, I was looking for a therapist and having a very difficult time. And I think in identifying that that was a pronounced need, I became what I needed. And everything after that simply aligned in that space that brought me to where I am now.
What advice would you give to a woman who has so much passion bubbling up inside of her that she has no idea what to do with? If she were watching this podcast episode right now, what would you say to her?
I'm telling this woman to start by getting curious with herself. Go down into the parts of you that is not concerned with perception, that is not concerned about controlling and how it will look if it were come about. Go to the basic core of yourself and ask yourself, if I were not afraid, what is it that I would be doing? And then challenge yourself to exist within that space. Line up all your actions to be in alignment with the desired outcome. Sometimes we say we want a certain thing, but then none of our actions actually support that. So, you know, being curious with yourself, getting to know you on the deepest level, and then stripping away all of the things that we do for perception purpose, right? That ultimately are not authentic to who we are and don't show up or actually benefit us in fulfilling us and creating the life that we deserve for ourselves. So, you know, getting clear on what it is that you actually want and then challenging yourself to behave in a way that supports that outcome, holding yourself accountable, holding your community and those around you accountable as well. And just, you know, bet on you, reminding yourself that, you know, you're able to do anything that you desire as long as it's rooted in a place that is true and authentic to who you are.
I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, share the love. Share it with your mama, share it with your auntie, share it with your best friend. Then head on over to Apple Podcasts and leave us a 5-star review. Reviews help the podcast to grow. Well, that's all I have for you today. I'll see you out in these social media streets. Bye.